Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jordana and Paul, thank you so much for hanging with us. David at the helm. Now, you know, at 5:30, I am going to face my fear and try to walk the skyways today. There's a lot of traffic, a lot of people, possibly some protests. And I am going to walk down to the President Trump rally and just and set the stage for you.
You got your big Joe Biden button on?
No, I do not.
I think you could probably
No, I'm not a supporter of Joe Biden, so I would not wear a Joe Biden button.
Oh, okay.
But I want to go see what it's like down there. So I am going to give you a firsthand account of what it will be like through the skyways. We're going to do Facebook Live, so follow me along on the Facebook Live and get a feel for it.
Okay.
Wish me luck.
Well, absolutely.
Okay, maybe like tie a string around my waist and in case you have to pull me back and get me out of there.
Are you going to have any security?
I don't want the protests to be, or any violence to happen while I'm there, but I'll keep you posted.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. Anyway, Todd Walker is at a place called Hope Restaurant right now, probably a safe distance from Target Center. Where's Hope Restaurant, Todd?
You know, Hope Restaurant just opened like within the last month, but I had to come down here and check it out. A friend of mine opened it. It's across from the Children's Hospital, and it is all day breakfast, but they also have alcohol. And I hadn't been here yet, so I thought I'm going to go down here and check it out. And you know what I just had, guys? I had shrimp and grits. I mean, this weather, you want to stick to your ribs type food. And you know what I'm following it up for? I'm actually even doing dessert. I'm doing bacon pancakes with pork belly and real maple syrup.
Oh,
what is that?
Boy.
That sounds terrific. I know.
That's a lot of breakfast. And are you having a drink, too?
Well, you know, not yet. I will maybe wait until after the 5 o'clock hour thinking about you walking through the skyways.
I know, right?
And you know what? You're chasing the accident, Jordana. I love that. I'm the same type guy.
Might have to come rescue me.
Chase it and see what's happening over there. All right, guys. Should we talk a little bit about what's going on all around town this weekend?
Absolutely.
Okay, so first of all, I thought we had to pull in. It is time to start talking about some of the haunted houses, some of the things to do this time of year, and we're going to start in Zumbrota. These people reached out to me and said, you know, please talk about it. I'm actually on the Paul and Jordana show, so I thought, you know, I'll look into it.
Good.
I did. It's called Fright at the Farm. It's Willow's Keep Farm in Zumbrota, and it starts tomorrow night. So that's where they reached out. They said, hey, will you give us a plug? And I thought, yeah, you know, there's a lot of competition. But this one looks pretty cool. The tickets are $13. You can buy them online, $15 at the door. And it is 10,000 square feet of indoor haunts and outdoor paths as well. And this is why I thought I had to throw it in there. They have a new haunted cannabis phase.
What?
You want your cannabis.
Hello?
I know.
What? Can you get a contact high or not a contact?
Well, that's what I thought. I mean, so what is – and so I said to them when they contacted me, I said, what is a cannabis maze? They said, well, it's some – you know, you have corn mazes.
Yeah.
We decided let's do something a little different.
That's different.
It's a cannabis maze. So it looks pretty cool. They have live actors. They have the whole walkthrough experience. It should be a lot of fun. So that's kind of something fun. If you're hanging out with your buddies this weekend or your couples are looking for something to do, I think this one would be kind of fun.
For sure.
Yeah, it's a cannabis maze.
You had me at cannabis. Thank you.
There you go. Now, this next one I thought would be great for our audience that are out there looking for something to do with your kids. It's a little bit different, and it's a low scare. It's the Scarecrow Contest that's been going on for 12 years in Waconia, and it runs through October 20th. It's completely free, but you could drive around with your families. And they have 50 unique scarecrows, and then you vote for your favorite ones.
Now, Todd, when we were at the fair, we saw the scarecrows that were presented there. And what was that? What building was that in, David, that we saw the scarecrows?
Oh, yeah.
That was in the agriculture horticulture building, I believe.
And they were like art. It was so creative and clever what people came up with.
I know. That's why I thought this one, you know, everybody's always looking like this time of year, it's going to be a little bit cold. You know, get a warm beverage, put all the kids in the car. And go to Waconia and drive around. I mean, there's 50 of them.
Yeah.
And vote with the family. I don't know. I think it sounds like a lot of fun. And they've been doing it for 12 years, and it grows every year. And then you just go and you vote at the American Inn. So kind of cool. Now, this one is maybe more of a little bit of adult focus. but it's happening at the Park Square Theater. And Paul, Jordana, David, I would hope you're both, all three, going to say, yes, you've seen Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Many times.
Oh, we took friends in college. Mm-hmm. That was the thing.
Let's do the time warp.
Throwing the popcorn and or the rice.
Remember,
the rice.
I used to sneak into the Uptown movie theater with my college roommate, and we'd go in there and we'd sneak in with water balloons, and this terrible that I'm even admitting this, and we would just sit up in the balcony. You guys remember the old Uptown movie theater?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Of course.
We'd sneak in there and in the balcony, and we would, right when they would start putting up the umbrellas, Tom Lee was his name, if he's listening, and the two of us would have our water balloons, throwing him, just hurling him over. We were in the same fraternity, and him over the balcony and watching it hit all these people. We had a ball. But anyway, so Rocky Horror Picture Show is at the Park Square Theater, runs through November 2nd. Tickets start at $20, go up to $70. Now, you know, this is kind of the type of year that you might want to check out one of these, and it's kind of fun. Now, you've all seen it, but I got to tell you, the monster, the Frankenstein, is being played by a female.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah. Hmm. You know, there's just sometimes you don't shake things up like that. Oh. I don't know.
It's not very gender equality-ish of you.
Yeah, I know it's not, but it's the truth.
Right.
I mean, you know that because they have that big the transvestite, you know, the monster or mm-hmm. the Frankenstein. I mean, it was just, you know, walking around in those high heels. It was just so funny and fun. So I just can't imagine. I'll look at it, go with an open mind. If I get a chance, I'll check it out.
Yeah, keep an open mind on that.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
But a little bit different. Okay, now this is another great thing to do with your family. This is called Fall on the Farm. And this is happening in Brooklyn Park. And it's at the historic Iden Farm. And this happens actually this Saturday from 12 to 3. Really affordable. $6 for children and $4 in $6 for adults, I'm sorry, $4 for kids. And they do everything that happens in the fall on a farm. And you walk through and you celebrate farm by doing the gardening, pressing cider, helping cook, you know, different food in the kitchen. And, you know, they have a pumpkin contest and a carving contest. Hay rides. Once again, really a fun thing to do. Life on the farm, bring the whole family, hang out in Brooklyn Park, and, you know, educate the kids a little bit, and totally affordable entertainment. So I thought this would be a great, great family activity. So
as
check
always.
That out.
Let's get one more in before we have to cut you off,
okay,
Todd.
Okay. I'm going to this one. I love it. It happens every year. Harvest Fest at Giant Pumpkin Way Up. All right,
that's
I'm just going to toss
fine.
It out there, guys. You've got to go to this one. This is this weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday. Totally free. But here's the deal. They hoist up a huge king-size pumpkin, 1,500-pound pumpkin, up on a big, huge hoist, and then they drop it in Lowell
Park.
Oh,
my gosh.
Now, I have done this before. It is so much fun. Plus, one other thing before we run here, they have a giant pumpkin boat race. Now, I did this once against Perk at play.
Yeah.
We both were out there. I was so frightened. You get inside a giant pumpkin, and you have to paddle yourself from the bridge to the shore. I was scared to death.
Oh, my
Perk won. I lost. But anyway, go down to Stillwater. When that big pumpkin drops and all those seeds fly, the kids go crazy. It's a total different experience. Once again, the ballpark in Stillwater.
I love that.
All right, guys.
Todd,
who
do they drop the pumpkin on?
let's hope they don't drop it.
Do they draw straws or...
I mean, 1,500 pounds.
Is there a meteorologist
ridiculous.
Among you?
I mean,
you, young lad.
Yeah, it's a big way off. But anyway, it is really
1,500
fun. This weekend as well.
Whoa.
1,500 pounds.
You are the best. ToddPWalker.com for all his information. And we
Thank
will
you,
post
Todd.
Todd's stuff on the Paul and Jordana Facebook site.
He always has a great eclectic mix things to do.
Lots to do.
Yep.
I have a list in front of me, but if I was a parent, I'd be writing this stuff down. Well, you can find it on the Paul and Jordana page.
Absolutely.
Line. You got a little weather therapy for
Just us? A little bit of weather therapy.
Do we need it?
I think more than ever the term weather therapy fits. But in addition to this near miss with a blizzard, we're talking about some there's one firm in Illinois that is now making tornado predictions a month in advance.
Oh, come on.
And they're having some success.
Wow.
That's the part. Yeah, I had the same reaction, like, no way. But when you look at the data, they're onto something a month in advance. That and 5G, who isn't looking forward to 5G? Your cell phone will be able to do all kinds of cool new things. Unfortunately, it screws up with the weather satellites. And NOAA is concerned about deployment of 5G, and we might take a step backward in the weather department. That's coming up in Weather Therapy next.
Paul and Jordana.
Lexus of Maplewood and Lexus of Wayzata are the Twin Cities' choice for luxury. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, you're sure to find what you're looking for. Plus, they'll pay top dollar for your trade. Visit them online to get an instant cash offer backed by Kelley Blue Book. Whether you come to view a new Lexus or visit their service center, you'll see why Lexus of Wayzata and Lexus of Maplewood are the Twin Cities' choice for luxury. Your instant cash offer may be lower than the Kelley Blue Book trade-in range. See dealer for complete details.
Couples who get a Shane Company engagement ring love how well our rings are made. The extra steps we take to ensure that you'll get a superior ring at the best price. We put more gold into the structure of the ring so it will stand the test of time. Our prongs are stronger to securely hold the center stone without compromising elegance or beauty. Our team of gemologists inspects every center stone, every diamond, ruby, or sapphire must pass Shane Company's high-quality standards and visual beauty test before it qualifies to be set into an engagement ring. From the stonecutter's wheel to our designer's drawing table to the jeweler's bench, only Shane Company provides superior quality and superior value. Our rings are made so well, we offer you a warranty that's free for a lifetime and even covers your center stone. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Riley's back. It's a miracle, all thanks to a brand new treatment that's only available here in the U.S.
But Nancy Pelosi's drug plan would dry up life-saving innovation. Pelosi's plan means sweeping price controls and importing socialist policies from countries where drug access lags the U.S. by years. Innovation will be penalized with a new 65 to 95% tax on drug sales. In Medicare, the bill hits manufacturers with a massive new charge. America's free market in medicines is the innovation engine for the world and key to our economy. Socialist price controls and giant tax hikes will grind it to a halt. Tell Congressman Tom Emmer to fight the Pelosi approach. No tax increases, no price controls, no creeping socialism. Let's support market-based reforms and competition.
Goal! Oh yeah, that's the way to compete.
Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Visit ATR.org.
Is your home ready for the holidays? Beat the holiday rush and call the carpet cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Get three rooms Zero Res clean starting at $149. Take $50 off your air duct cleaning. Call Zero Res at 952-ZEROREZ or book online ZeroResMinnesota.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas or pain or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Broadcasting around the globe on your smart speaker
and the radio.com app.
Okay, sometimes the truth hurts. Sometimes it sets you free. Other times it just hurts.
You know, you were a lot more fun when you were just doing weather.
That hurts me. That hurts.
You're fun
to my core.
Doing weather. But what is this about? Do you want to start with the tornadoes? Because
no,
shocking.
We should probably start with a blizzard.
Okay, hit me.
Blizzard warnings that are in effect for eastern North Dakota between Minot and Grand Forks, up around Devil's Lake. I know you do a lot of pheasant hunting up there, don't
Tons,
you?
Tons, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're up
Got
there all the time.
Pheasant gear there.
Not peasant. It's different. Pheasant, yeah.
I wouldn't know a pheasant from a pigeon. I can identify
John,
a pigeon.
It'd be so fun to go hunting with you.
No, it would be dangerous.
I think so. You and Dick Cheney, that would be a great, the odd couple of hunting. You could sell raffle tickets to that. All right.
Well, hey, he shot somebody in the face. I can't be any worse.
Oh.
Right?
I don't know.
That's a good point.
So anyway, we're just going to get brushed with slush in the metro. It's not going to be a big deal. I mean, we go through this every year, the first snow. And people have lived here their whole lives.
Know,
but the
freeze.
First snow. And everybody's like, oh, my God, I forgot. It's been 6 months since I drove on snow and ice. I'm not sure I can do this.
All right, not everybody's like that.
Well, but a lot of people. I mean, they hyperventilate. It's like it's just frozen water. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to see.
When is this happening?
This is happening tomorrow night into Saturday.
Oh, okay.
But so temperatures are going to stay just above freezing in the metro. So I think the roads will be wet. If you got something going on this weekend, I wouldn't panic. It's going to be a little sloppy in your yard. Could be your lawn could get dusted with slush. But I think the roads will just be wet with temperatures above freezing. So if the farther north and west you go, though, even up 94, certainly up 10, the more wintry it's going to become. I think Alexandria, a couple of inches, Fergus Falls, Detroit Lakes could get 3 to 5. Moorhead on up to Crookston, Grand Forks area, as much as 5 to 8 inches of snow. Look, it was in the low 70s yesterday. Mm-hmm. The ground is still relatively warm. Some of the snow is going to melt on contact before it has a chance to pile up.
It's always fun, though. The first snowfall is always fun.
You get out and make snow angels? Do you go out there and...
Not on the dirt, no.
By the way, you should do the snow angels face up, right? I've tried it.
But it is fun.
If you do it the other way, people stare and they whip out their cameras.
Because you live in Minnesota. You can't hate snow that much. I mean, if you live here, you can't hate it. So it's always fun, the first one.
You're right. There's nothing we can do about it other than complain. So anyway, these scientists at Northern Illinois University issued a forecast 1 month in advance for tornadoes.
How did they do it?
Okay, so they're relying on long-range guidance of the upper-level wind configuration. If the jet stream has a certain shape, you're much more likely to be able to spin up tornadoes.
Okay.
And there's some skill, you know, going out a few weeks. Usually, I tell people some skill out to 2 weeks. In this case, they found some skill going out to a month. They do caution, though, it's impossible to say exactly where the tornadoes will touch down, but you can determine when conditions are ripe for a tornado outbreak. So that's an advance. Northern Illinois University pioneering this new method.
Mm-hmm.
And again, 5G wireless technology, a lot of promise with 5G. Apparently your phone will be able to do new things, new apps to take advantage of these nutty speeds. But the problem, according to NOAA, 77.5% of all the data that comes in from the microwave sounders, these instruments on the polar orbiting satellites, 77% is interfered with 5G. So 5G bleeds into these microwave signals. And the problem there, Jor, is that most of the data that initializes the weather models, the stuff that goes into the weather models, is satellite data. So, you know, we have weather balloons, we have data from airports, but the satellite data, we are really dependent because there's a huge chunk of the planet where there are no weather balloons going up. There are no airports reporting the hourly weather. So we really rely on these low-orbiting satellites about 220 miles above the ground. So if 5G interferes with the weather satellites, in theory, you could be putting more garbage into the weather models and getting more garbage out, and the accuracy, which is always problematic, right? People
are
already
Are you suggesting
complain.
We back off the 5G?
I'm not sure what the solution is. Either that or retrofit the weather satellites, but that costs money. But and they sold that part of the spectrum, the 24 gigahertz band of the spectrum for $2 billion. The FCC auctioned that off. So, you know, the government made money. We'll see how this gets resolved, but I know there's a lot of concern among meteorologists worldwide that 5G could put a ding in forecast accuracy.
Technology has a price.
It does. There's always hair, right? There's always a... But wait, there's more.
So, ever had a squirrel in your car?
No. No, I can't say that I have.
Unbelievable squirrel story next.
Beyond the headlines.
So, you ever had that experience where you get in your car and you turn it on and then you smell something burning?
You're talking the smell of squirrel?
Okay.
No. No, in fact.
But you have, like, you're like, oh, you smell gas, you smell something off, you're like, something is going.
Depends on where I ate, you know, what I had for dinner. But sometimes I smell gas. What are you getting at, and why are you making me feel self-conscious?
That's what happened to Holly Persick in Pennsylvania. She called her husband from a local library to let him know that the car smelled like it was burning and it was making odd sounds.
Ooh.
He said, well, hon, why don't you take a look under the hood? And she did. She popped the hood, and you would not believe it. Come look at the picture. It is a full, the complete under hood area filled to the brim with acorns. And what looks like twigs and
it was a whole nest.
A
they built a nest.
Complete nest.
Wow.
200 walnuts. They said he cleaned out grass and as many as 200 walnuts from under the car's hood. Now, squirrels are often known to squeeze their way under the hoods of a car and chew through engine wires. They also nest under hoods because they sense it's a safe place to stow the goods. Maybe not so much.
Because,
you know, they could kind of get burned up in there. But I don't know, how long did she not use that car? The squirrel was able to store all that stuff in there.
Occasional use.
Yeah, so crazy. So he cleaned it all out, and car's running fine, and everything. And a poor squirrel.
Were any squirrels harmed?
Yeah, no squirrels were harmed in the making of this. The squirrel wasn't in there, but unfortunately, you know, that squirrel's going to have to start from scratch.
She's lucky it didn't catch on fire.
Exactly. Can you imagine if the squirrel were in there? Oh, yuck.
Not good. All right. Okay, do you have an Apple Watch? Or
I
a
do
Fitbit
not.
Or any
No,
any of
I don't
those
have any of those things.
Schnazzy watches?
You know, I really don't. I'm bad, but I do not.
I don't know if you saw this. I watched some of the game Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. The NFL apparently fined Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger $5,000 for wearing an Apple Watch on the sidelines.
Yep.
And he wasn't even playing. He's been out with an elbow injury, not expected to return until next year. But apparently, the NFL...
Was it because it wasn't like a Rolex or something fancier? Is that why the NFL fined him?
No.
Because his swag wasn't good enough?
I think there's concern about stealing signals.
Oh,
and here's the deal. I dug into this a little bit. 2017 Major League Baseball fined the Boston Red Sox an undisclosed amount of money because the Red Sox apparently used an Apple Watch to steal signs from the Yankees.
During... How do they do that, though? Like, is he taking pictures of it? Is he going on the other sideline?
There was TV footage that showed a Red Sox employee looking at the watch and then relaying messages to the players. So you use the watch as sort of a conduit.
Okay.
Somebody else is giving you signals. Not exactly
sure. I don't know how they do it. Yeah.
But... And I didn't realize this. Yeah, stealing signs is not illegal in Major League Baseball. But the NFL, maybe there's a threshold there. Or maybe they just don't like Ben.
Yes.
Or maybe they're just anti-Apple. They might be Android people. Maybe,
exactly.
Yeah.
All
I
of the
know.
Above.
I want to know more. Actually, no.
This is a hilarious story. Guy walks into a McDonald's and tries to stick them up. Okay. His name is Daniel Braun. He raided a fast food joint. This happened over in London. He placed a note on the counter which read, "I'm armed. Give till cash now." For those who don't know, youngsters, the till is the cash register.
Right.
He was stunned when he was told the tills wouldn't open until he bought something. So he ordered a cheeseburger. He ordered a cheeseburger for 99 cents. Handed over a 5-pound note. This is in London, a 5-pound note. And was then, of course, caught because it took a little while for it to all happen. The thief was jailed for 5 years after he admitted to 2 charges of robbery.
Is there a special jail for, like, really, really extra stupid criminals?
Can you even believe it? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You have to open the till? Oh, while somebody in the back is making the call.
Oh,
yeah, hold on. Here's
$5. It's a technicality. Okay.
Now give me my money back and the rest of what's in there. It's just so...
Here, pose for the camera, too. We've got a camera up here.
Look right up there.
Wave hello. Oh, my goodness.
So
are you kidding?
So silly. He deserves it.
You were a cheerleader, right?
I was, yeah, many years.
At Syracuse?
At Syracuse.
Yeah?
Yes.
Is there video? Is there? Are there any pictures?
All of the above.
Really?
I post them once a year, usually during the Final Four.
You can do the flips and all that stuff?
Yeah, my football cheerleading pictures, too.
Really?
That's good stuff. Had a great, great time.
You got to share that on Facebook. I thought of you. A Texas cheerleader jumped off a homecoming float to save a boy on the sideline who was choking. Cheerleader Tyra Winters is a homecoming hero at Rockwall High. For nothing that happened on the field, the 17-year-old senior riding a float in the homecoming parade, she saw a desperate mom and her little boy who needed help. I see the kid. I see a little bright red face and his mom's holding him, begging for help, screaming, asking, "Someone help me. Somebody help me." Her kid's turning purple. Wow. I immediately jump off the float, run down to the kid, and I say, "I got him." She held the little boy, gave him three strong back thrusts that made him spit up the candy he was choking on.
Oh, my gosh.
Winters had gotten CPR training in eighth grade because her mom is in the medical industry. Mm-hmm. She plans to be a pediatric surgeon.
Wait, strong thrusts on the back. That's
yeah.
So she didn't do the Heimlich.
Apparently it was not.
On
yeah.
The back. Interesting. Okay.
Did I ever tell you, and it's not about me, but this is an opportunity to bring up my story. Up at the cabin, a friend of a friend was eating a Cool Ranch Dorito, and she was standing right next to the fire. We had a bonfire going, mm-hmm. and everybody was laughing, and she was eating Doritos. Mm-hmm. And I could see she was having problems. Her eyes rolled up in the back of her head,
gosh.
And she started coughing, and she couldn't catch her breath. So I went behind her and did the Heimlich, and on the third try, out came the Cool Ranch Dorito. And she credits me with saving her life.
You know, you're a hero.
I think she would have been okay.
You are
but
a hero.
The point I'm trying to make, in the Boy Scouts, you had to take first aid. And so I learned in the Boy Scouts how to do the Heimlich maneuver.
I am
and it
super
came
impressed.
In handy.
I am super impressed.
Now, you should not be impressed.
You saved her life.
It's no big deal. But my point is, everybody should know how to do the Heimlich maneuver.
Because you never know when you need it.
This
girl didn't do it. She gave the thrusts on the back.
Right.
I guess she decided, and rightfully so, that that was the right way to go. I guess when you're desperate, you try everything.
Right.
You could try the Heimlich and then do the back or whatever it is. I've actually turned my kid upside down. She was choking on a sweet tart. You're desperate when somebody is choking in front of you. You try everything.
Yeah.
So good
absolutely.
For you. You're a hero.
No.
I'm super impressed.
She was wearing a bikini, too.
Okay.
And that,
right.
that made it
and
awkward.
And you just ruined it. You just ruined just... the story.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
You just
and her name
it.
Was not Jane.
You were like
no.
the good guy.
No, I'm just being honest. I'm just
and
being
not
honest.
Creepy
it
guy.
Was weird. But my just, wife was right there and she gave me a pass this one time
because okay.
she was choking to death.
I was going to do another story, but okay, let me squeeze it in. You know how my husband feels about his Dyson vacuum.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he's like in love
he's
with
obsessed.
The Dyson. Yes, the Dyson vacuum basically is his girlfriend that he's cheating on me with because he loves that vacuum so much. So Dyson had planned to build electric cars. Did you know that?
I had heard that rumor.
And you'd think Dyson, what a great company. They make great vacuums, hair dryers, i.e. they would make amazing cars. Well, now they say, forget it. The $3 billion project taking on the biggest names in the automotive industry, i.e. Elon Musk, they say it's not commercially viable. Hmm. They say that James Dyson, the CEO, though we've tried very hard throughout the development process, we can simply no longer see a way to make it commercially viable. He wrote a note to his employees that said that. They said they produced a fantastic vehicle, but they are winding down the efforts. And they said they've not been able to find a buyer for the project. So I guess they were trying to sell it off. I guess it is hard to, like Elon Musk, it's hard to make money on these electric cars.
It is.
I don't know if he's making money yet. Is Tesla making money?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think they're still bleeding.
I think they're doing better.
Yeah.
They're coming close to their targets.
It's too bad I would have driven this Dyson car. I would have taken
that,
the
what
souped
a waste.
Up vacuum.
They would have had the best tagline in the auto industry. Mm-hmm. Our cars don't suck.
Yes.
Choose
Did
a
just
Dyson.
Just think of that?
Choose a Dyson.
You're a hero twice this show.
I could write ad copy.
Bikini
for
lady
Dyson.
And that joke.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
All right. We got to get us out of here.
Yeah.
It's 4:47. That's a Wix and Jewel.
Paul and Jordana. Jordana's back.
She's back. Back for a while. I don't think I have any vacation.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Partner.
Appreciate it.
Mike, Max.
You and Maxie did a great job when I was gone.
We tried, but it wasn't the same.
Well, you know.
Yeah, it was.
I appreciate that.
A cheap imitation.
You know what I'm saying? Just different.
Yeah.
You know what's different right now?
What?
I'm over here at TV, and you walk out of Nicollet Mall, and you feel like one of those Western movies where everybody's clearing out and boarding up their shops, you know? You do.
Really?
I mean, I walked across to get a coffee at Caribou. It's closed. Closed at 3 today. Everybody, please stay safe, you know? I walk over to get in the Skyway at the Target building where you go up. Security's there. Can't come in. It feels like, I hope it's a lot to do about nothing, you know?
I hope so, too.
But you're right. It does kind of look like a bad episode of The Walking Dead. I mean,
yeah, where everybody's like, hey, yeah. You know, women, everybody hide in the back, and, you know, here come the gunslingers, you know.
Run!
Yeah. And everything's going to quiet in Nicollet Mall and beyond, and I don't know what's going to happen. It just feels really weird out there, you know.
We certainly hope for the best that people can exercise their right to free speech, but everybody stays safe, you know, try to respect other people you disagree with.
There you go.
You can disagree without being disagreeable.
Yep, and everybody can go home and boom, whatever you gain from it, you gain from it, you know.
Hey, the weather's going to crap. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
We're a hardy bunch.
We are.
I mean, do high schools actually cancel games because of a little bit of slush and snow?
Not football. It only if there was lightning.
Okay.
And I think we're past that stage probably.
Yes.
You play in the elements whether you want to or not. Now, what's changed, Paul, in Minnesota is that when we get that inclement weather, so many of the fields are now turf. It used to be, you're going to ruin that field. You know, we're going to have to reseed it next spring.
Right.
All those things you'd worry about. Plus, you slip and slide more. You get muddy, all those things, which are kind of look fun, but they're not. Everybody now has pretty good field turf so that if it's not raining at that moment, it dries pretty quickly and it's fairly safe to play on. So that's the difference. It doesn't change the fact that you might be cold and it's windy and you got to change your game plan. But tomorrow night, there's, you know, full slate of really good games. Lakeville South's playing Farmington. They just beat Lakeville North and Totino Grace and Champlain Park. And, you know, lots of really good games coming up tomorrow.
Does that mean fewer injuries because of this move towards artificial grass versus turf?
Well, initially, when artificial turf was introduced, it meant more injuries because it was a tight carpet, and every time you stopped, your knee would feel it. All those things, even at the Metrodome, you know, when it first came in the 80s. Now they've gotten so sophisticated with it that I would think it would mean, I don't know what the studies would say, less injuries because it's softer, it absorbs well, the rain goes right through it, you don't slip and slide as much. You still can some, depending on the grade that you use. But in general, I would think that, and I've never seen a study done, there'd be fewer injuries on this field turf that they now put on that. Sure. High school fields, college fields, pro fields, everywhere.
So, Mikey, I learned today that the Minnesota Wild adopted 12-week-old Labrador Retriever rescue dog Breezer to hang out in the concourses over at the XL. And they're like the 12th NHL team to do this that kind of has dogs on hand. And I don't know if you know anything about that, but I think it's super cool that the NHL is bringing in these therapy dogs, I mean, I guess to calm the fans down or just, you know, maybe to get some Instagram cute pictures.
But, you just said it. There's both, right?
Yeah, right.
But it's good because it's encouraging adoption of animals and rescue dogs and all those things. And so it's a real positive, easy way to do it. The Wild have always had pictures with their players and their dogs or their pets, things like that. They put on a calendar to raise money. So this is kind of an extension to it. They got this done a while ago for Breezer. I had to negotiate with his agent for a while, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he had a lot of negotiations. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, it's the same agent that represents Raven, Ron Shearer's dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Raven's got a good gig, so Breezer's in good shape. And by the way, at the end of his training, Breezer will be placed with a veteran with PTSD.
So these are all good things, a great way of promoting. And
this, of course, brings us to the Wild, though.
Of course, brings us to the Wild. We play Winnipeg tonight. Now, there could be some weather issues up there if you want to get to the game the way it sounds, the amount of snow that's getting dumped up there in Winnipeg over the next couple of days. And hunters watch this very closely because it can dictate the migration of ducks and geese. But the Wild haven't scored many goals in their first two games, and that was a concern coming in. So they're 0-2. You don't push the panic button, but you got to win at some point in time. Mm-hmm. And they started with a 3-game road trip, which is pretty unusual in the NHL. Now, some people on the inside will say Paul Fenton, the previous general manager who was relieved of his duties this summer, should have fought harder once the schedule came up because they've got like 17 of their first 27 on the road, and you can file, I don't want to say a grievance, but you can raise holy heck about it at least to try to get it changed. And some would suggest that he did not do a good job of fighting for a better schedule than they have.
Hey, Maxie, we don't have much time, but the Vikes playing the Lions in Detroit Sunday. Adam Thielen under the weather. How much is that going to set us back?
I think he'll probably play Sunday. He was sick all week. Today he sat, decided to sit out, or they decided to sit him out. But he's been battling something for a few days now. Mm. So the hope is that'll run its course through his body, and he should be fine by Sunday. That's what they hope, because they really need him against the Eagles, a pass defense that is vulnerable.
Absolutely.
All right, Maxie, thanks for the intel. Sorry we couldn't
promote. I'm going to go board up the windows.
Listen, I know, right? Listen to Maxie tonight.
Paul and Jordana.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.